Great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one. Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. He's the name above all names, and he's worthy of all praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. He's the name above all names, and he's worthy of all praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep us in the valley, hide us from the rain. Our God is awesome. Heals us when we're broken, faith when we are living, we'll praise his holy name. Our God is awesome, 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 awesome. Our God is awesome, awesome, awesome. He's awesome, he's holy. He's holy, he's holy, he's holy, he's awesome. Our God is awesome. He's mighty, he's mighty, he's mighty, he's mighty. Our God is awesome. He's awesome. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is due our God. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is due our God. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is due our God. Every praise is to our God. God my Savior, God my Healer, God my Deliverer, yes He is, yes He is. God my Savior, God my Healer, God my Deliverer, yes He is, yes He is. God our Savior, God our Healer, God our Deliverer, yes He is, yes He is, yes He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is due our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is due our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Host, are you there?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and let me say thank you, Psalmist Keisha and Psalmist and greeter Keisha, for just taking us into the throne room with that praise and worship and for seating and greeting us this morning. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings here on the Master's Call. Each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due Him here on the Master's Call. So again, we just want you to sit back and relax and just enjoy yourself and get ready to receive a word straight from the throne room. And we want to tell you that on October 25th, 2010, our two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call. We have been here for over 12 years and are so glad to serve you. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God of order, so we know that this call is founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We also have a website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call at the website. And you can also see the speaker's bios. And we also have a theme for this year, which is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you are feeling led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a psalmist, as a host, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will get back with you. Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second part of this call. What brought us together was a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Des de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artists Life. The morning motivational call is immediately following this call Monday through Friday, and it is led by a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artists Life, giving us the vital information on the benefits of the product. The number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you need a bypass number, that number is 716-293-9707. And follow the prompt, and it will take you through to the call. Today is Presidential Tuesday. So now I am getting ready to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Our speaker today truly needs no introduction. She is a former prayer general. She is a woman after God's own heart. She is a mother of five adult children, and she loves the Lord and will encourage and pray for you at all times. After I pray, the next voice that you will hear is none other than our very own Minister Brenda Terrell. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for this amazing woman of God. We ask that you pour into her all that she is getting ready to pour out to us and pour even more in, Father, 100-fold. We ask that you continue to be the hedge of protection around her and her family and around our co-founders, Dr. Pecola and Dr. Vanessa. Father, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Artist Life and the Des de Leon family. Father, only as you can do it, we know that we are getting ready to receive a word straight from the throne room, and we say thank you in advance. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Minister Brenda, the floor is yours.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Prophet Kai?
Loud and clear. Take it away, woman of God.
Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for seating. I know you weren't seating. You came, stepped in, and host this morning. Thank you so much for doing so with such a love of the Lord in your heart, and given that beautiful introduction as well as the powerful prayer. Thank you so much Minister Keisha double duty in this morning with greeting and seating everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart, and just came in with that awesome worship. Yes, we're touching and agreeing today that God is still in the blessing business. We're touching and agreeing that all is well. I also want to take this time out to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pricola Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherfull. We so love and appreciate you, and I thank you for allowing me to share and be a part of this awesome ministry. Good morning, my TMC family. I tell you, God is so good, and as Minister Keisha was singing, every praise is to our God, and how awesome our God is. I just meditated on that because he is truly awesome in our shortcomings, in everything that we go through. He is awesome. Glory to God. And I just want to take the moment to share with you Legacy in Motion. Legacy in Motion. Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Now, leaving a legacy comes from our diligent and intentional relationship with the Lord. And a lot of times people, first thing they think of are material things and money and what have you. And even though life is busy and it's hectic, meeting with God daily is so essential. That's the true legacy. Having time and spending time with our Lord and Savior, studying his word and learning who he is. And he is our creator. We come to know him as our creator. And I understand, and I'm going to try not to go because things come before me as I'm speaking, but I was shown yesterday where people are up there trying to create their own son. You know, hey, God has created the son, and nobody can duplicate that. You know, so we got to recognize him as our creator. We have to recognize him as our savior. We got to recognize him as our friend. This is the legacy that we want to leave. This is the legacy in motion. And so when we allow God to just take us and mold us and shape us and allow him to use us as he sees fit, then other people will see God in us. And I don't know what the devil is trying to pull, making people think that they can create a son. I'm trying to figure that one out. But the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. See, this is not a time of going through I coulda, I shoulda, I woulda at this point. You see, we could go through all these things. And believe me, I've done enough of that for all of us put together, okay? God has given me insight of his fresh anointing that will be poured upon all that are open to the call and assignment he's positioned us for. See, throughout all our shortcomings, all of our indecisions, all of our discontentments, all of our self-centeredness and other stuff, okay, God's Jeremiah 29:11 prophesied, okay, his plan is still in place. It is a wonderful feeling to know while I'm approaching 68, yes, I'm going towards 70, my legacy is still in motion, and so is yours. So, legacy in motion. It's not just leaving an inheritance of material possessions for our family, you know, such as money and all this stuff, but impacting the masses, starting with our family, with our heritage. Okay, this is where the true legacy is, a heritage of honor, a heritage of pride, a heritage of courage. For instance, my grandmother impacted my life by sitting on the side of her bed every day and reading out loud the 23rd Psalm until I knew it by heart. See, she was instilling in me God's word. And I didn't know it, but as she was reading it every day and I knew the words that they were coming before me, she's reading them to me, I learned those words. So that's leaving a legacy. And then, get this, when a thunderstorm came through, the only TV in the house was turned off, and everybody was quiet. I'm talking about children and all, no plan, none of this. Why? Because she said the Lord was talking. Now, what he was saying at that time, I have no clue. I didn't know. But now I take it to be still and know that I am God. See, this was showing me how to honor, respect, and reverence the Lord. And I recall yesterday when Prophet Kai mentioned about what God, what her grandmother instilled in her. See, these things are true treasures. These are the legacies that they leave with us. Now, they can give us material stuff, and hey, many of them did. But do I remember that? I don't remember exactly what she bought me. I don't remember the clothes she bought. I don't remember that. But I remembered her putting that word in my heart, reading that every day to me. And then, of course, there are other things that she did in life, like, you know, making cakes and sharing them with the neighborhood and what have you. Those things are sticking with me. Those are the legacies in motion. Psalm 78 and 4 says, we will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. So here I'm looking at things around us. Are we doing that? Are we telling the great things of God, what he has done? Are we leaving this legacy? Are we putting this legacy in motion? This is what I noticed. Legacy in motion is truly about the having the heart of God, because we should be setting the standards. What standards are you talking about, Minister Brenda? I'm glad you asked. The standards of his agape love. See, in 1 Corinthians 13, he distinctly said, we're talking about the love that is patient, okay, which so many people are not patient today. It is so needed in this day and time, the love that is kind. And we're speaking and we can go by people, walk by people every day. Are we speaking to people as we pass by them anymore? I knew when I was growing up, we spoke to people, strangers and all. And I know this time the enemy has brought turmoil across the land to people are scared to even say anything to anybody because somebody might shoot them just from speaking. I know this, but be led by the Spirit, okay? We can't allow fear of the enemy keep us from doing the works of the Lord, leaving this legacy here on earth. And thoughtful. He says love is being thoughtful, doing something special for somebody. Not jealous. It's not proud. It's not rude, but it bears all things, regardless of what comes up. It believes all things, looking for the best in each other, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. We can allow the church, the body of Christ, to weaken in this time and in this season. We must go about our Father's business in spite of what it looks like. See, love conquers all. Now, that's a Selah moment. Love conquers all. That's a legacy that we can always leave. The love of God dwelling in our hearts and in our minds. See, Psalm 145 and 4, it says, one generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. Yes, one generation shall commend your works, whose works? God's works, to another and shall declare his mighty acts. We know that God has done so many things in our lives. And my question stands, what mighty acts have the Almighty done in your life? How often have you shared with your family and friends? How often have you shared with others the mighty acts that God has done in your life? And see, we'll, again, this is where we'll say, you know, I've told that story so many times, people are tired of hearing it. But you know what? The Lord spoke to me and said, because I'm one that was guilty of saying that. You know, here I am going on 68 years old, and I'm still talking about think what God did in my childhood or whatever. And Lord say, you keep saying what God, what I have done for you. Because it was him that came to me and said, I want to be, let me be your father. Trust me like your father, like you trusted your earthly father. And he tells me to keep saying that because he spoke to me. And guess what? He's never left me nor forsaken me. That's a mighty act that I can continue telling my family and friends. And we're talking about legacy in motion. In today's world, the enemy wants us to focus on our inheritance, our legacy, such as I mentioned, monetary and material possessions only. The things of this world, the things of this world is what I want to say. See, all this, these possessions, the homes, the houses, the cars, the whatever, and what have you, that, we're leaving all that. Okay, yes, we may leave them with our children. Yes, that's fine. But the thing about it, they all rot. We are not of this world. We are going to a better place. And so what are we going to take with us? We're going to take with us knowing that we have left a legacy behind, a legacy of what God has done in our lives. The richest legacy anyone can possess is the declaration of Psalm 73:26b, where it says, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever, forever. See, we all know that life isn't going to be all peaches and cream. We all know that we're going to go through some trials and tribulations. But the word tells us, be of good cheer. Jesus says, I have already overcome the world. But yet, when we lay all our cares and concerns at the feet of Jesus, praying in season and out of season, knowing that he is with us, knowing that he has already given us the victory, we don't have to worry about anything. Yet, the things that are around us, the turmoils, the tribulations, we know that we have the victory. We got to instill that in our children. We got to be the mentors that God has called us to be. Children, young adults and all. Praising when the sun rises, praising when the sun sets. Just like Minister Keisha sung, our God is an awesome God. Great, he's great, and he's greatly to be praised. How great is our God? We have to instill that in our children. Today, what legacy do we have in motion? Here's the deal. I'm concerned. Yes, I am. And I'm sure many of you are. And remember, I mentioned a few ways that my grandmother instilled in me to reverence God. Well, we're seeing less of that today. And Elder Mark mentioned that last night. I told him, that brother's all in my message today. But God was showing, he was talking about a divided heart. That's what his topic was last night. But as he spoke, he was speaking out about how our young people, how people are not reverencing God. They're not honoring or respecting God in any way. They're not respecting the church. Well, for one, a lot of people are not going back to church right now. They're doing church online, okay? And when the word tells us to forsake not the fellowship of the saints, we need to come together. We need to come together in spirit and in truth. We need to be a force that is reckoned with. We need to be that force. So, you know, I can recall again, I'm going to, you know, tell a story. As a Catholic, we were taught to make the sign of the cross as we passed the church every time. Whatever Catholic church you passed, whether it was in Biloxi, Gulfport, whatever, you passed the church, you made the sign of the cross. Now, we considered this as an act of reverence to God. And as kids, being around other non-Catholics and people that weren't Catholic, we weren't ashamed to do it. Because it was something that was instilled in us as children. But later in life, I thought it to be unnecessary. I said all that to say this. What ways did we reverence and acknowledge our Lord that was from the heart that we laid aside as unnecessary? That's a thought. Anointing and praying with the kids before school or praying with their friends over matters. People are hungry to know what God is all about. Are we sharing that? Telling stories of how Grandma wore her apron all day and carried everything in the pockets. In other words, have time of laughter. Have time of joy. Have time where people feel a part of being proud of being a part of this great legacy. I come back to Mississippi, and I could hear stories about me from when I was a child growing up with my cousin. And I'm going, your parents told you that story, those stories? Yeah, that she told us how you stood up for them, for her in school, because she was younger. And, she wasn't younger. She was just a small and petite in size. And so I didn't allow anybody to really talk against her or try to misuse her and what have you. That was my cousin, and I wasn't going to allow that. But she shared that story with her children, and they bring it before me today. I left a legacy, didn't realize I'd done. But there are so many things, so much more things that we can do in this time and in this season. So are we leaving, putting our legacies aside? You know, our children are desperately needing these much-needed stories. Not the stories from TikTok or Instagram and the like. They're not really needing those stories. They are needing what God has instilled in our families as respecting one another, loving one another, strengthening one another, empowering one another. See, we're reminded of Jesus' words in Matthew 6:19-21 when he says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So when we allow the standards of love to saturate us, being God's temple, allowing his love to radiate in every aspect of our lives. See, then we have what we call the unspeakable joy flowing. We have the peace that surpasses all understanding, setting in our hearts and our minds, things that try to come up and make us go into a frenzy. It's not happening anymore. Why? Because we allow the love of God to saturate our hearts and put us into a place to say, it is well. It is well in my heart. It is well in my mind. It is well in our soul. So this it is well have to be instilled in our children and our children's children. They can't be in a frenzy because this is a fast-paced world. And we ministered to a young lady one day, and she was just fidgeted. And I told her, stand still, take a deep breath, 3 times. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. The matters of this world have put her into a position to where she can't be still and allow God to activate in her life. And so we find many of our children doing that today. And what are they doing? They're picking up guns. They're picking up these things and shooting blink of an eye. That shouldn't be. We have to set in place the legacy. We have to set in place the history. We have to set in place the heritage that God has placed inside of each and every one of us. See, listen. When we're in this mindset of that unspeakable joy with that that flow of his peace that surpasses all understanding, when we're in that place, see, then we come to that realization that we too are truly heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. See, hallelujah, just the thought of that. See, this, my brothers and my sisters, bring us into another dimension. And when we're in that dimension, it's like we're in a place where nothing can touch this. we're not going to allow the enemy to interfere with what God is doing in our everyday lives. Miracles, signs, and wonders can take place and be a part of our everyday life. Are we seeing it? There are jokes that need to be broken today. Let's put these legacies in motion. Because one thing I want to share, and I'm going to leave it for right now, because I know there's, like you say, Dr. Vanessa, more meat on this bone, and we're going to have to share it with our people. Psalms 112, 1 through 3 says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. This is the generation that will seek thy face, O God of Jacob." Let's leave. Let's allow our legacy to be in motion. Back to you, host, Prophet Kai.
Well, my. Yes, I'm waiting for that next part. But I will be calling you back for the benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this amazing woman of God and legacy in motion. Father, we thank you for the word that just came forth from her. We ask that you continue to keep her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. Be a hedge of protection around her and her family. Lord, we thank you for the amazing woman of God. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola in your care. Keep them in your perfect peace. Lord, you know every need, spoken and unspoken. And we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Artist Life, the TMC, and all that are connected with the Des De Leon family and this company. Lord, we thank you because we know that we know that we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we ask that you continue to touch those connected with this call who are not feeling well. We ask that you touch Shara and Candy and Cynthia and Tiffany, Lord. We ask that you just continue to work it out for their good and your glory, Father. We ask that you touch the bereaved families, Father. You know each one. You know that they need your comfort, your peace, your joy, Father, as they walk through this time of bereavement. Father, we know that we know that we know that you love us because your word tells us so. Father, we just thank you right now in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you need the bypass number, that's 716-293-9707. Follow the prompt, and it will get you to the call. And, excuse me. If you want to hear the playback of this message, this on-time legacy in motion message, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Keisha, for doing double duty as our greeter and our psalmist. And, of course, Minister Brenda, what can I say? That word was right on time. I will call you back and ask you to give us our benediction, please.
To God be the glory. And thank you, Prophet Kai, for stepping in and hosting with the love of the Lord in your heart. So love and appreciate you. Well, thanks of God. We are, from this day forward, be a legacy in motion. So here is your word. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power, that resurrection power we're talking about, that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, to every generation, forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah and amen. Have a glorious and wonderful day, and we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Be blessed.